The band Visqueen has been out of the public eye for a while. Rachel Flotard, the lead singer and songwriter, had more important things to deal with than putting out an album. Her father was fighting prostate cancer. She became his caregiver, and her Seattle home became his hospice.
We lived together for 7 years. He was my roommate. And the last couple of years, we were little gladiators together, and I lost him.
The songs she wrote during her father's sickness became the unexpectedly upbeat rock album, Message to Garcia. Rachel Flotard visited the studios of KUOW in Seattle to talk with us about the album and about her father.
He died April 7th, and so I tried to kind of shoot myself into something pretty quickly. You know, that summer is when I added a lot of the organ that you hear and the cello, and I was using the record and this recording as, you know, something to keep me alive and keep me kind of normal during a completely abnormal time.
What's this song about?
I don't know. I like songs that paint a little bit of a picture and aren't like an immediate giveaway. There are some on here that are like, you know, pretty direct, but...
So Long.
Yeah, that's a direct one.
I'm gonna live after you're gone. And I'm sorry that it took so long.
I mean, I played that song for my dad once. He would be like, why you gotta play that pling pling chug chug stuff?
Is that what he called it? Pling pling chug chug stuff?
Yeah, he called it pling pling. He's like, why don't you write something with a melody? Why don't you do more of that country stuff? And so I figured this song, since it was a little more subdued and acoustic, that he would like it, not realizing that the lyrics are basically like, you're gonna die, pal.
You didn't realize that?
Well, I did, but at the same time, I was like, it was like kind of outer body in a way.
I'm gonna tell.
Only now does that song kind of level me, you know, and I really think about the gravity of all of that's about. But I played it for him, and he's like, I mean, he thought it was Beale. He's like, is that about me? And I was like, no. And then I think we went upstairs and, like, had pea soup.
Tell me about the first song on the album, Hand Me Down.
Oh, what a rocker. I love playing that song.
It has improved my running time dramatically.
That's so... You know what? I'm telling you, a lot of people come up to me that are runners. They're like, thank you for making this. I run to it all the time.
That's incongruous for an album that is inspired by the death of a beloved parent, though.
Yeah, but it's not... I mean, it came about because of a dead dude. Because my dad would kick my backside if I didn't follow my guts. Come and get your love, baby.
Come and get your love that's handed down. Come and get your love. Tell me about the title of this album, Message to Garcia.
Message to Garcia is an essay that was written in the 1800s by Elbert Hubbard. And my dad had given this essay to me when I was 18 or 19. It's basically a lesson about resourcefulness and not quitting. Basically, Garcia was a general, and this soldier had to get a message to him. And instead of asking any questions or saying, well, where the heck is that guy? The soldier just figured it out and plotted his way to get to Garcia to get this message.
And so did this become sort of your guiding principle, your mantra?
It did through my dad. whenever I was faced with something, you know, at a job or whether I was on the road and things weren't going so well, or we would usually be on the phone and he's like, well, are you delivering it? And I would just say, yeah.
Delivering the message to Garcia.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, there are tougher things. You can do this.
Walk down the streets and I look down and wonder why it wasn't happening.
I would imagine that every interview about this album, to some extent, becomes an interview about your father. And you've talked...
I don't care. I miss him, and it's fine talking about him.
But does part of you want to leave it behind? I mean, I think about the song Beautiful Amnesia, and it maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it sounds, in part, almost like a wish just to sort of not have had to deal with this.
Yeah. I mean, it's just what it is, you know? Like, I didn't want to, like, roll out and start talking about cancer and dads and all this stuff, but when people look at you like, where have you been? What have you been doing? And I'm not going to make up some grandiose story to cover where I was. Like, this is the truth.
Sympathetic medicine, diluting adrenaline.
Where I was in a hospital or watching Raiders of the Lost Ark for the 50th time with my dad, making him, you know, a meal that he couldn't keep down. You know, like, this is where I was.
Beautiful amnesia, I'm coming through to wash your mind away.
That's Rachel Flotard of the band This Queen. The new album is called Message to Garcia. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montagne.